You were holding that for Ayin Beis and Mabez, the bottom Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Be'elu nisholin b'urim v'tumim." He's the Kohen Gadol. When he asked b'urim v'tumim, he has to be wearing his eight begodim, the special eight begodim for the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, "Ki yosi Rav Dimi, Omar." When Rav Dimi came and said over that begodim shekohen gadol mishamash behen, he's the special eight begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears when he does the avodah. You should know, Meshuach Melchoma Meshamish Behen. The Meshuach Melchoma means the special Kohen that's appointed to go by the Melchoma when they have a fight, when they have a Melchoma, a war. The Torah says there should be a special Kohen that goes there and gives them Divrei Chizuk. That's called the Meshuach Melchoma. So the Meshuach Melchoma, since he's appointed, he also has Halacha to use the eight begodim. So Rashi learns it means Meshuach Melchoma, Kohen Shemashchu Al Melchoma, Ledaber Divrei Maruchei HaMelchoma. Let's talk about the Nyonim of the Melchoma. Shinema V'nigash HaKohen V'Divrei Alom. Yez Meshamash Ben, in Bo La'avoy De Beis HaMidosh, Loivesh Ches Begodim. When this Kohen, not Beshas is doing the Melchoma, the fighting, but even later, when he comes into the Beis HaMidosh to do the Avoidah, he has to wear eight Begodim like a Kohen Gadol. That was Rav Dimi's Chiddush, that the Meshuach Melchoma also has to wear eight Begodim. Right. Even when he's on Mechama. Once he was appointed at one time to be the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he has this chshivas of a Kohen Meshuach Mechama, that when he does the Avodah throughout the year, he has to wear eight begodim like a Kohen Gadol. Right. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Odigdei HaKodesh Asher LiAaron Yir Lebon of Acharov, that the begodim of the Aaron, which is the Kohen Gadol, should be to his children after him. That we dashin Lemi Shebo Begdul Acharov. Hey, somebody else, even when Aaron is still alive, not only after his mace, that his son takes over to be the Kohen Gadol, but Mashmi, even when the Kohen Gadol is alive, still there's an Indian that Lemi Shebo Begdul Acharov, the one that becomes second in charge, another Kohen that's appointed to be something special, he also has to use these eight begodim. That's what Dini's drasha. Now the Pasuk says, Hey, so big the Akonish Asher Liaron Yil Lebon of Acharov, even when he's alive. And we dash the means of some other Kohen takes another high position, like the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he also has to wear eight begodim. And Rashi says, Yil Lebon of Acharov, Hai Acharov Kroy Yiseru, it's an extra Pasuk really, Lemedrish Bot, to say this drasha, that Kol Gedulois, Neheges Bezaroi Acharov, or Meshuach Mechama Gedulhi, any type of something you point to special, you have the din of like a Kohen Gadol to wear his eight begodim. That's Rav Dimi's Chiddush. So Mari asked the Kasha, Moser Rav Ada Barava, V'yamri lo, and some say Kedi, somebody else asked the question, that if so, if like Rav Dimi, Yochol Yehei, B'noisho Meshuach Mechama Meshamash Tachtov, I would think that the son of a Meshuach Mechama, let's say when the father dies, the Kohen that was appointed to be the Meshuach Mechama, and he dies. So I would think maybe the Locha should be that his child, his son, should take over after him, is Tachtov, Kiderech Shebenoish or Kohen Gadol Meshamash Tachtov. The same way the Locha is when a Kohen Gadol is Nifter. Or the way the Rambam says, anytime somebody has a Cheshivas, appointed something special in Klai Yisrael, a Melech or a Kohen Gadol, the Locha is usually his child. If he's Roy B'Kach, if he's at that quotas, he could take over him, he's first to take over. So just like by Kohen Gadol, when he's mace, his son takes over, if he's Roy, if he's in a Malamakam. So the Brisa says, I would think the same thing should be by a Meshuach Mechama. When the Kohen dies, maybe his son should take over this Cheshivas also. Talmud Lema, no, the Pasuk says not like that. Talmud Lema, Shivas Yomim Yilbosham HaKohen Tachtov Mibonov Asher Yovoi Eloi Yomoyed. It's like for 7 days, the son of the Kohen Gadol should take over. But Mashma, when did the son take over? Only by a Kohen Gadol, Asher Yovoi Eloi Yomoyed. Only to a Kohen, like a Kohen Gadol, that has the right to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like the Kohen Gadol, like Kopono and Yom Kippur, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So by such a Kohen, it's said over this halacha, that the Bonim take over after him. So we dashin, Mi Shiroyo Lovoi Eloi Yomoyed. Only by a Kohen Gadol, it's said this halacha, that the Kohen Gadol has the right to go into the Yoyo Mayud, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like Rashi says, L'chata B'Kodesh B'yom HaKippurim, Is Olavani Yoy Melecho Tachtov Mibonov, She'bno Yiyah Tachtov, that the son takes over. Of a Yotzeze She'en Aro, T'lav Kohen Gadol Hu, Mashenken the Koyach Meshuach, his since he does not go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, therefore his son does not take over. That's what the Brisa says. Now the question is, v'yemisa, if you hold like Rav Dimi, that what that the Kohen God, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, the one that's appointed to go to the Mechama, also has the right to wear the eight begodim like the Kohen Gadol, if he wears the eight begodim, he should be roy to go into Oil Merid also. So why isn't his son take over? And Rashi says, v'yemisa, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama also wears eight begodim, hainami mechse chazi. He should also be able to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why? Tichsiv b'yom Kippurim. The pasuk says by Yom Kippur, v'chiper ha-Kohen ha-Shayim shach oisai. That the Kohen that has Meshicha, he's the one to do the avodas hayom. V'ashayim ales yodoi. Now v'chol milu yadayim aydei ha-begodim. What's called milu yadayim? He filled up his hands. That means he wears the special eight begodim. As aydei ha-begodim hu, k'dechsiv v'bibi ha-Kohen ha-Shel Yaron. So it comes out, really, that whoever has the right to wear the eight begodim, he should have the din like a Kohen Gadol, that he could also do the avoid on Yom Kippur. So now it's a kasher on this posik. Why do we dash in this posik to say, only the son of a Kohen Gadol takes over the father's position when his father is a mace, if he's a Mamala Mokum, but not the son of a Kohen Meshuach Mechama? Why not? According to Rav Dimi, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama also has the right to use the eight begodim, he should also have a right to go lefnai lefnim on Yom Kippur to do the avodah. So why doesn't his son take over? Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Hochi Kamar. This is the pshat in this brisa that we dashin kol sheika mishichos liyoyomoyit. When does this pasuk talk about that the son should take over the father's position if the son is able as roi? Only when the father's position was the ika position was to go into the oyomoyit. That's why we appoint the Kohen Gadol. The Iker appointing of the Kohen Gadol is in order to be able to do the Avod of Yom Kippur, to go into the Oyam Oyed. Ma'ashenkin Yotze Zeh. But this one is not like that. The Kohen Meshuach Mechama, the special Kohen that we appoint to go to lead them by the war, to give them Divrei Chizik, She'ikim Meshichosel Mechama. The main purpose why we appoint him is not that he could go and do the Avod in the Oyam Oyed, because we have already a Kohen Gadol. So the Ika purpose of appointing this Kohen is that when they have Mechama, they have war, he goes out in front of them, and he gives them Divrei Chizik, says these psukim. So since his Ika Meshicha is for the purpose of Mechama, this pasuk does not apply to him. Therefore, the son of a Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not take over his father's position. When his father is mace, so they wait, the next time they have to go to war, Stam the Bezdin picks another Kohen Meshuach Mechama, nothing to do with his son. And it could be the pshat is like, it's not a din in the father, like, a Kohen Gadol, the din is, this person is appointed, he always has a shame, Kohen Gadol. A melech, calls him on his life, he's called the melech. So melech, the din of the person, the son takes over. Mashenkin, the Meshuach Mechama, is not like he's called a special Kohen. It's the word is now, when we have Mechama, we need him. When we don't have Mechama, it's like we don't really need him. So therefore, a son doesn't take over his position. It's not the same thing, like an appointed thing that you're always in that position. Right. Not a din, you have to have one all the time. It's only that b'shas mechama you have to have one. So therefore, like when there's no wartime, it's not really a din to have him. So therefore, his son doesn't take over his position. For the Mar Meisvei, have a kasha. Meshuach mechama, the locher is this kohen that's appointed to lead the war, is eina mishamish loy bi'arbo kohen hedyit. When he does the avodah the rest of the year, in the kitzah, he can't do an avodah. He can't come to the Beis Hamikdash to bring kabonis. Why? Because he can't wear four begodim like a Kohen Hedyot. And loy bishmonik a Kohen Gadol. He also cannot come in and do the avodah like a Kohen Gadol and wear the eight begodim. This is enough on the kasha and Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, no, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does wear eight begodim. Amalei Abaye, Abaye answers back, very good. Elo zar mishavis lei mamonashach et shred his brayzer anyway. Like, what are you doing to the guy? You're making him a zar. He was a kohen meshuach mechama. He was a chash of a kohen. And now you're telling me that throughout the year he can't do the avoda with four begodim and he can't do the avoda with eight begodim. So you mamish make him like a zar. It's zicha nam mistafer midiraisi a zar. Midiraisi zicha chash of a kohen. Elo, what do you have to say? This is only a din de rabbonin avada. The story is like this: ke kohen gadol mishumeva. It's really, it's like Rav Dimi said, really this Kohen Meshuach Mechama, when we appointed him and made him something chashiv to lead the war, he has a locha like a Kohen Gadol, that when he does the avodah now, he has to wear his eight begodim. He has to wear the eight begodim, really. But the reason why we don't let him do it is Mishum Eva. In other words, we don't let two kohanim do the same type of avodah with the eight begadim. They'll be able, they'll be a hatred one with the other. So with the Rabbanin, we don't let this Kohen Meshuach do the avodah with the eight begadim. But midiraisa, really you should wear the eight begadim, like Rav Dimi says. But now it's very good. Kohen Hedyit, I let him do the avodah like a Kohen Hedyit. Let him just wear four begadim. That the svar is no, we can't let him. Mishumalin b'kodesh v'lo maridin. A person can only go upwards in Kedusha and can't go downwards. So once we appointed this Kohen for a special position, he's called the Kohen Meshuach Mechama. He's the one that leads the war. That's a Choshiva position. He went higher than a regular Kohen Hedyit. And once he went up, he can't come down anymore. So to do the Avodah like a regular Kohen with four begadim, we don't let him. And really, midiraisa, then it's like Rav Dimi says, he's supposed to wear eight begadim. Just midirabonim, we don't let him wear the eight begadim, Mishum Eva. As if to say the Kohen Gadol will be angry at him. Yeah. What? There's no such thing. Either you wear four or you wear eight. There's no such thing in between. Omale Ravacha Baraba, the Rova. Ravacha Baraba said to Rova, Fahai Tana, I'll bring your right, is still not like this. It's still Shver of Dimi. Fahai Tana is the Tana, the Lesle Eva. He does not hope for the spur of Eva. Bring your Raya, Tana doesn't, is not afraid of Eva. He'll let two people have to use eight begodim. There's no kasha of Eva. And still, v'loi kom eshamish. And still, I see not like Rav Dimi, that a Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not do the avoid with eight begodim. So then there's a kasha in Rav Dimi. If you're telling me now, midi right, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama should wear eight begodim, I'm going to bring you a braisa that says not like that. That holds clearly he does not wear eight begodim, even though this braisa is not afraid of Eva. We're allowed to have two people use the eight begodim. So if so, if the Kohen Meshuach Mechama should use eight, so the kasha is, why not? It's a kasha of Dimi. The Tanya will learn like this. Devorim shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyit. These are the differences in halacha between a Kohen Gadol and a regular Kohen. So the Girsa should be par, skip the word Kohen Mashiach, it should be upar habu akol ha-mitzvahs. There's halacha of any Jew, any Yid, does the chet, so he does the chet b'shoigig, he has to bring a korban. Now there's a difference if you're a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyit. Rashi says, Par Kohen Mashiach Loigasinim. Daino para bol kol mitzvahs. That means Kohen Mashiach. That means a Kohen Gadol. Shechoto behelam dover. V'yosa dover shechayov malzoni korus. If he ate chelif, b'shoigig he ate chelif, something that b'meizu d'chayiv korus. The locher is, maybe par. The Kohen Gadol has to bring an ox. For your hedyit, mashenk, and a Kohen hedyit, maybe kisve brings a sheep. Or a sirah or a goat. Kishar yochish of Yisrael. Like any other yochid, if you do a chet, that you chayiv a korban chatis, you bring either kiswa or a serum. You don't without have to bring a par. Mashenkin, the Kohen Gadol, when he does a chet b'shegeg, that's mechayiv a korban chatis, he has to bring a par. So that's one difference. Vaito par Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Gadol has a special par to bring on Yom Kippur. He has to bring a special par like we had the prayer before. The Asira Sefer. Every day of the year we have to bring a special mincha, a Asira Sefer, that we divide up half in the morning, and half bein haboyim. Every day a Kohen Gadol has a special mincha. Loi pareya. When it becomes an oinein or a novel, if it's mishpach, one of the mishpach is nifta, the din is loi pareya. Rashi Roshi, not let a lettuce here grow. Legadol ser machmas avelis. Now he has the mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to take a haircut. He always has to look nice, the Kohen Gadol. Hu adin v'loi parem. He's not allowed to rip his begodim. When it comes to shit avelis, he's not allowed to rip his begodim. That's a din dafka in the Kohen Gadol and not in the Kohen Hedyit. The Kohen Hedyit has a luck like anybody else to not cut his hair and to rip his begodim. Avol poirim humilamata. But a Kohen Gadol rips a little bit his begodim on the bottom. Rashi shipule begodim, like the hem of the begodim on the bottom that he rips. Abba Hedyit mumala. But the Kohen Hedyit he rips like anybody else on the top of his begodim. V'ein metam alakroivim. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metameh to his own kroivim, his own father that's mace. He's not allowed to go to be there by the Shasta Kfura. He can't touch his father. Or mashenken Kohen Hedyit, for the seven kroivim, he's allowed to be metameh to them. Or mitzuveh ala b'sula. A Kohen Gadol has a special loch, he's only allowed to marry an isha that's a b'sula, that's not a bula. Or muzer ala almona. Hu adin, he's not allowed to marry an almona. If an isha got married to somebody, even though they only had eris and they didn't have nisuyin, she's still a psula. And then the first husband either dies, she's called an amona, still a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. A regular Kohen Hedyit could marry her, but a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to. Umach zeresa ratzeach. The law is if somebody killed somebody b'shegeg, that they say goes into the Ari Miklat, and he stays there until the Kohen Gadol dies. When the Kohen Gadol dies, then the person goes back home, and only the Kohen Gadol dies and not a regular Kohen. Rashi Maflasu, Tzeyach B'misosai, U'ma'akriv Oinin. A Kohen Gadol Azalach, even though his father died, he's an Oinin before the Kfura, he's still allowed to do the Avoidah. Ma'ashenk and the Kohen Hedyit is also to do the Avoidah. Aber V'yeni Oichel, that is Allah, even though an Oinin could do the Avoidah, but calls the man he's an Oinin, they didn't bury the mace yet, that night, that the first day, he's not allowed to eat from the carbon. V'yeni Cholik, so who are then at night time, when they give out the Cholokim, he does not take a Cholik. Because the law of taking a chilek of the korban is, if at the daytime when you did the avodah, you had a right to eat the meat, so at nighttime you get a chilek. But if you didn't have a right to eat the meat, but daytime, at that night you can't eat either. So therefore the Kohen Gadol does not get a chilek, he don't get a chilek. And Rashi is vein a chilek. Kishu oinein lechol erev. He doesn't get a portion to eat it at nighttime, after he's an oinein. Kishu tavar aninus. The amrina bezvachim. The parents full yoim. Horoya lachila chilek. If you're able to eat from the meat, b'shas the shchit, b'shas the korban, then you get a chilek at night. But the Kohen Gadol, he was an oinin, even though the chiddush is he's allowed to do the avodah, but still he's not allowed to eat the kachim right now. So then at night time also he doesn't get a chilek. V'noita chilek b'rosh. But a regular Kohen Gadol, when he's not an oinin, when it comes to get a portion, he's the first one to get the portion. He gets it first. U'makriv chilek b'rosh. He has the right to come and bring the korban first also. Rashi first for Parakama, like even though it's not his, all the other kanim have a base av, they have a special time when they have a right to come in and do it. Mashenk and the Kohen Gadol has the right any time he wants, he could come in and say, here I am, I'm going to do the avoida. U'mishamesh b'shemayne kelim. A Kohen Gadol does the avoida wearing the special begodim. Mashenk and the Kohen Hedyit only wears four begodim. Upotter al tumas mikdash kadoshu. If a Kohen Gadol by mistake was tummy and went into the base of mikdash, he's potter for the korban. He's potter from the parsha of tumas mikdash kadoshu. How do we know this? So Rashi says the Gemara in Hurrius dashin tsukim. So Rashi potter al tumas mikdash for Hurrius nafkalon mikro the perak basra for kula hachmas nitzel forish losim. They're so bright that the Gemara then Hurrius explains it. How we know all these halachas? But I call upon them. These are the differences between a Kohen Hedyit and a Kohen Gadol. All the avoidas of Yom Kippur has to be dafka with the Kohen Gadol, and it's possible with a regular Kohen. Even though at the beginning a Kohen Gadol was muneh tuch meshicha, they used to pour the shemen on them. It came a time when they had no more shemen, so then how did they appoint the Kohen Gadol? Stam merubah begodim. Stam the fact he wore the 8 begodim. So a Kohen that wore the 8 begodim had all these halachis. Chutz mi par habura kol mitzvahs kulan. Achutz this one halacha. Now that we say if a Kohen Gadol does a chet, b'shoigig, he does that mechuyev a korban chatis, he has a special par to bring, not a kisva and a sira. That was only said on a Kohen Gadol that was appointed through Mashicha, when they poured the Shemen over him. But in the later Dervis, when they didn't have any more Shemen, they only appointed him with the 8 begodim, he had a loch like any other Kohen Hedyit, like any Yisrael, that only brought a Sira or a Kisva for his korban. And this also, the Gemara explains in Hurrius how we know this. And Rashi says, Merubah begodim, Kahanim gedolim sheshimshu miyom shenigna Shemen HaMishcha. After they hid, the Shemen, after the Bayis Rishon, when it was gone out the Shemen HaMishcha, what was special about a Kohen Gadol? Some the fact that he wore the special 8 begodim. So such a Kohen had all these differences. Chutz mi par abura kol mitzvus. The Mashiach tzivboi. That we say the Kohen Gadol has to bring a special ox for the korban, a par, that's only a Kohen Mashiach. Because the Pasuk says the Mashiach. He was appointed b'duch shem. They poured shemen over him. Oil. The yaf agav the gabi asiru seifu nam Mashiach tziv. I, the Pasuk says the Kohen Gadol, bring a special mincha every day. It also says Kohen Mashiach. It's Rabbi Nami Merubah Begodim. Here we say the Chiddush, even Merubah Begodim also has this halacha. Mi v'akoyin, b'teres kanim. The Karas kanim dash is like this. Avol akoyin d'chsiv gavi par abo akol ha-mitzvahs, itzvach l'gufei. K'natayin b'teres kanim. Mashiach yachaz emelech tam lom akoyin. So the kids of that's halacha. But here's the difference. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't have any more the Shemen, he's only appointed through the Rebbe Begodim, he has all these chalukim, achutz from the par. If he does a chet, if he eats chelib, b'shoigeg chelib, he does not bring a special power, but he brings a regular chatas against the other yid, a kiswar or a sira. Yeah. The asira sefer. The kula negas of Meshuach shavar. Because the parable comes now. The kula negas the Meshuach shavar. Here's a locha. Let's say you had a Kohen Gadol, and it became Tameh on Yom Kippur. So locha is, we appoint the second Kohen Gadol to finish off the Avodah. And then when the first one becomes Tor again, he goes back into position, and the first one, the second one, goes off position. That's called the Meshuach Sheovar, that he was appointed a Kohen Gadol, but he went off. In other words, he was only appointed because the first one wasn't fit. But when the first one becomes Roy again, the second one goes off. So the second one has all the halachas that the first one has. Chutz also only one difference, mipar Yom Kippurim, that when it comes Yom Kippur, the Torah says you only have to bring one power. So only the Ikur Kohen Gadol, he brings that power. The Asir Seifer, who had in the special mincha that's brought for Kohen Gadol, the Torah is mashed only one. So the Ikur Kohen Gadol, he does it. Masha'in Kain, all the other Avodis, this Kohen, even though he was Ovar, he was taken off position, still does. In other words, this second Kohen now does the Avodah with the eight begodim. Just like the Kohen Gadol wears the eight begodim, this Kohen also wears eight begodim. So we see clearly this Tana is not afraid of Eva. We're not afraid of hatred. So even though there's one Ikur Kohen Gadol, we still let the second Kohen Gadol also do the Avodah with eight begodim. So we see clearly he's not afraid of Eva. And still this Brisa says, V'kulon ein noheges b'meshuach mechama. All these differences are not noig by the special Kohen that's appointed to take care of the Mechama, the Meshuach Mechama, Chutz Mechamish Dvorim. Only five things does he have also. Five things special apply to the Meshuach Mechama. You know what the Yahomur Mepasha, Loi Pareya. When he becomes an Ovil, he doesn't have to cut his, he doesn't have to let his hair grow. He's allowed to take a haircut. V'loi Purim, he can't rip his begodim when he becomes an Ovil. He can't make Kriya. V'loi Metam Alekroivav. At this point, he has luck like a Kohen Gadol. He can't be metama to a seven tribe, like a Kohen Gadol. Or mitzuv ala b'sula. Who are then when he gets married, he's only allowed to marry a b'sula and not a bula. Or muzer al halmona. He's not allowed to marry an isha that was married, even though she was only married b'erisin, and then her husband died, she's still a b'sula. Still, this Kohen can't marry her. Or machzer eseratzea k'dibur Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says when the Kohen Meshuach Mechama dies, any person that went to the Ori Miklet, because he killed somebody, b'shegig, he could also go free. The Chacham Marim, the Chacham say no, ain't a machzir, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not let the Ori Miklet go free. Only a Kohen Gadol, not the Kohen Meshuach. But I call upon him, what do we see here though? We see clearly this Tana holds that a Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not do the Avodah with eight begodim. So it's clearly not like Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi started off to say the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does the Avodah with eight begodim in the Raisam. And here this Tana holds clearly he's not afraid of Eva. Because he holds when you have two Kohanim Gedolim, like when the first Kohen Gadol was Tamei, so we point to the second one. When the first one becomes Tor and the second one goes down, he still does the Avodah with eight begodim. I want to be afraid of Eva. How could you have the second one do the Avodah with eight begodim? The first one will be jealous. No, he's not afraid of Eva. And still we see the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he does not have the right to do the Avodah with eight begodim. At that point, he's like a regular Kohen Hedyot. He only has five halachas different, but not this halacha. See, it's clearly not like Rav Dimi, who is the Kashan Rav Dimi. According to Rav Dimi, why doesn't this Tana hold that the Meshuach Mechama does the Avodah with eight begodim? So Gemara answers no. I tell you, Midiraisa Vada, this Tana is also asking to Rav Dimi. Midiraisa, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, has the right to wear the eight begodim. And the reason why he doesn't do it is only Midirabonin. Mishum Eva. If you're afraid of Eva, that the Kohen Gadol will hate him, why do you say when the second Kohen Gadol goes off position, he can still do with eight begodim? Why doesn't the first Kohen Gadol come to have Eva on the second Kohen Gadol? The Teretz is, ki lesli Eva, when does the first Kohen Gadol not be angry, not be able to have hatred upon the second one, b'dekavosei, only if he's the same match. In other words, the first Kohen Gadol knew a king of Kippi was Tommy. When he was Tommy, he can't do the Avodah. So they appointed a second Kohen Gadol. So he realizes that second Kohen has the chshivas of a Kohen Gadol. So even though after Yom Kippur, when the first one comes Torah, he takes back his position, but since the second one was a kohen gadol, so he realizes that. So he's not going to be angry at him if he does the avodah with eight begodim, because he was like me. True, he's a kohen gadol, he has a right to use it. If he's equal with me, I'm not going to be angry, jealous of him. By the kohen mashruch mechama, he never got to the status of a kohen gadol. True, he was lifted up higher than a kohen hedyot, but azoy choshev a kohen gadol never reached. So if you're going to tell him that he's allowed to do the avodah with eight begodim, even though midiraisi is allowed to, but midirabbanan, though they were afraid of eva, they're afraid the kohen gadol will come to have hatred to this kohen mashruch mechama, because he's not really as choshev as me, and he's still going to wear my eight begodim, it's going to bother the kohen gadol. So therefore, Mishrim Avam, the Rabbanan said he's not supposed to do the Avoidah with eight begodim. And now, Enechanami, he can't do the Avoidah with four, because Malim Makadish B'loim Aridim. So Lamaisi, he can't do the Avoidah at all. But it could be, still like Rav Dimi, that Midiraisi is allowed to do it. It's only Midirabbanan that is not allowed to do it. So the Mariyosev Rabavua, Okom Malolo Shmaitito. Rav Avuha came and thought over this halacha, Rav Dimi's halacha, that the kohen mashruch mechama has the right to wear the eight begodim. He said it over Mishmed Rav Yechanan. As Rav Avuha said it over in the name of Rav Yechanan. So the ma'aseh was Ahadrinu Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asli Apayu. In other words, they both turned the head around, as if to say we're not masking, as if to say we hold Rav Yechanan never said it. The Rashi says Kolayma Lo Yomer Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan never said this. And he could the army something like this. It wasn't Rabbi Avuha that said it, but rather it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. We'll soon see the difference. Some said the Maaseh was that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amru said over, that he said over the same din of Rabbi Dimi, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that the Kohen Mashruch Mechama wears the eight begodim. V'yadrinu Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asli Apayu. And they both, they didn't argue, they didn't say no, they just turned around the head. It was a nice way of saying, we don't agree with you. But they didn't say the Ferish, we don't agree with you. They just turned around the head. For the Gemara, like, why? Maskiv lo Rav Papa. Papa asked the Kasha. Bishleim Rav Avuha. Bishleim, if you could tell me the first girsa, that it was Rav Avuha that said over this memra, Mishum Yikra Devei Keser. So you know why the other two Amoroyim didn't tell him in his face you're wrong. They just turned the head. Because they had a lot of respect for him. Because he was respectful by the king, by the Vekesim, so they didn't want to embarrass him. In front of the king, like, they wanted to give him covered, so they didn't want to say, no, you're wrong. So they just turned around the head. That's all. Rashi says, Rabbi Avuha choshev hoyi bebeis ha-melech. He was very choshev in the king's house. Could you remember himself the chagiga? Nesuy upon him, Rabbi Avuha, Vekesim. He was special by the king. So therefore, the Tamidim here, the Amoraim, didn't want to, like, embarrass him, didn't want to start up with him. So therefore, when he said something, even though they held he was wrong, they didn't tell him, they just turned around their head, as if to say, we don't agree with you. Elo le Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, but if you tell me the story was, that the Chiya Bar Abba was the one that said over, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, like Rav Dimi, that the Kohen Mashruch Mechama has the right to wear the eight begodim, and they argue, Neimer le Neimer, why didn't they say clearly, Lo Yom Rabbi Yechanan Hachi? Like, how could you say Rabbi Yechanan said it? No, we know for sure Rabbi Yechanan never said it. Like, why didn't they tell him back with Farish? Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it. So Marcel like this, Ki Yossi Robin said, Omar, Nishalitma. When Robin said Enechanami, he said over that when Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said over this memra, he didn't say that he wears the eighth begodim, that he never said. But what he said over Rabbi Dimi meant to say, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, is Nishalitma. That from the Koyim Meshruch Mechama, he has the right to ask from the Urim Betumim. Just like the Mishnah says that the Koyim Godu could ask from the Urim Betumim, who are then the Koyim Meshruch Mechama also has the right to ask from the Urim Betumim. And when he asks from the Urim Betumim, then he talk has to wear his eight begodim. But then Echanami, when he's not asking from the Urim Betumim, he does not be Meshamesh with his eight begodim. Rashi says, Ki Yossi Ravin Omar, Lav Mishamesh Behen Itmar. He had never said over the memra that the Kohen Mashruch Mechama has the right to do the Avodah the whole year wearing eight begodim at the Kohen Godol. Ela Nishal Behen Itmar. That means begodim Shur Kohen Godol. Mishamesh Behen Mashruch Mechama Nishal Kishi Yaitzel Mechama. When the Kohen Mashruch Mechama goes out to war, and he wants to ask from the Ummetumim Mashailah, he wants to ask the Ummetumim, how are we going to be Masliach or not? So Allah is when he has to Ummetumim, you have to wear these eight begodim. The king is going to ask the Kayim Meshrach Mechama, are we going to win the Mechama or not? So the Kayim Meshrach Mechama will soon see, looks at his Choshen that he's wearing, and asks the Choshen. So the Kayim Meshrach, that's what they said. He has a right to ask the Betumim. And when he asks the Betumim, true, then he has to be wearing his eighth begodin. The Choshen also. Mashenke, when he does the irregular avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, then Enechnami doesn't do the avoidah with the eighth begodin. So therefore, this price is no stirah to Rav Dimi, and Rav Yechanan is not a stirah to Rav Yechanan. Enechnami, he never said the din that he has to wear the eighth begodin.